We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, Tavi ben Menachem, Rosh Hashanah, Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Beit HaPerakei, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah is from here until the end of the Masechta. We'll be dealing with the concept of Erev Tchumen. The Isra of Tchum applies both to Shabbos and Yom Tov. A person cannot leave the 2,000 Amos from where he acquired his resting place. Now, typically, that would be the city where you were in during Ben Hashmashos, but a person potentially could be elsewhere outside the city as 2,000 Amos in either direction. So if a person wants to go beyond the Tchum, we know he can set up, as we learn, an Erev and an Erev Tchum, any places in a particular place, either within his Tchum or at the end of the Tchum, and from where he places that mazon shtei sudos. Doesn't have to be bread, it could be food, any type of food for two sudos, and therefore he acquires a resting place in that area. As Yom Tov sets in, the food has to be the Ben Hashmashos, and then he can go from that place where that food is another 2,000 Amos in every direction. So our mission is going to deal with the Isra of Tchum Shabbos, but we're going to have to deal with the fact that a person has certain kalim, certain items that belong to him, and those items can only go as far as the owner. So let's say those items are now given to someone else. So do we say that they take on the status of the tchum of the person who now has them in his possession, or the original owner? So it says the Mishnah, HaBehema v'HaKelim kiragle HaBalim. When it comes to an animal or vessels, person can only bring them a Yom Tov as far as the tchum of the owner of those kalim. So if a person is borrowing a kli from someone, person, let's say, eats at someone's house, and then he takes something from the house, or he borrows something from the house, that can only go as far. A piece of clothes, or he borrows a coat or something like that, that can only go as far as the owner of the house, not as far as the person who was the guest at the house, who potentially may have made his own Erev Tchumen to walk a further distance in one direction, and he loses, obviously, a distance in the opposite direction. It always follows the Ragle HaBalim. Now, that would mean that you have to be strict on both ends. Obviously, if you can't go beyond a certain Tchum because you made an Erev Tchum to go another 2,000 Amos, let's say, to the east, so you lost your 2,000 Amos to the west. So you now have a coat that belongs to someone who didn't make an Erev. So now you're really stuck. You wanted to go an extra 2,000 Amos to the east. You can't go 4,000 Amos to the east with that coat. You can only go 2,000 Amos to the east with that coat. You also can't go another 2,000 Amos to the west because you yourself cannot go beyond the Tchum. So therefore, you're limited. So Abeva HaKelim, again, an animal, and Kelim Keragle Abalim. Follow literally the legs, the distance as far as the owner of those Behem and Kelim are able to go on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hamosa Behem to Livno Olo Roeh, a person who gives, who entrusts his animal to his son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov, not before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. Hare Elu Kiragle HaBalim. This also follows the Raglayim as far as the owner is able to go, not as far as the son or the shepherd who it's given, who's entrusted with, is able to go. No, it follows the owner. Now, so if the owner didn't make an Eruv and the son of the Roah made an Eruv, let's say towards the east of the city, beyond the 2,000 Amos, so then it's true, he can walk 4,000 Amos beyond that extra 2,000 Amos, the son and the Roah, let's say, but he can't bring this Behema in that direction, only 2,000 Amos in that direction, which is the Tchum of the owner of the animal. Now, the Gemara says the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the city has two or more shepherds. And therefore, it's not really unknown before Yom Tov to whom he's going to entrust his animal on Yom Tov to watch the animal. So therefore, the animal follows the Ragle HaBalim. But if the city only has one Roeh, and it's very clear that every time everybody goes to Shul on Yom Tov or something, they give it over to the shepherd, is able to watch. Everybody does that. So then, and that's who's going to be watching it on Yom Tov, so then even if he gave it and entrusted to the Roeh on Yom Tov, it follows the Ragle HaRoeh. Why? Because all the people of the city give and trust their animals with this particular Roeh. And not only that, they assume that that Behema, who's going to be, let's say the Roeh is going to be watching it all day, is going to be Koneh Shvisa, is going to acquire a resting place where the Roeh acquires a resting place. This is what the owner had in mind, Ben Hashmashos, on Erev Yom Tov, as Yom Tov was beginning, even though he only gave it to the Roeh on Yom Tov. Kelim hamiyuchadim le'echad min ha'achan shebabayis. Let's say you have clothing, you have a coat, and it's designated to one of the brothers in the house. Hare eglu kiraglov. So this follows his legs, and that means if another brother is going to wear that coat, borrow that coat, he can only wear that coat as far as the owner of the coat is able to go. V'she'ein miyuchadim, but let's say you have kelim and not a miyuchad to one particular brother, meaning it's a coat that they all share, they all use together. Hare elu kimakom sheholchim. Now we're even more strict. What does that mean? So it's not that it's karagle of the owner of the coat, but rather no brother is able to take that kli except to the place where all of the brothers are able to go. It's not just the person, there's no one particular owner and the person who happens to be wearing it that we have to take in mind, take into account. Here we have to take all the, you have five brothers and they all share this raincoat. Whenever it's raining, whatever's going out is going to wear the raincoat. So if each one made a different eruv, it could only go as certain distance, so that coat can only go as far as every brother is able to go. So that could potentially keep you stuck in the city even, depending on if one brother, let's say, made an eruv all the way to the west, 2,000 amas, and loses the 2,000 amas to the east. And the other brother did the opposite, so now you're stuck in the city. You can't go any further than the city itself. Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. HaShoel Kli Mechaveru Me'erev Yom Tov. Here you have someone who borrowed a Kli from his friend on Erev Yom Tov, even though the Kli only came to the borrower on Yom Tov. Still, Kiragle HaShoel. He, the one who borrowed, is able to take it as far as he's able to go. Why? Because when Yom Tov started, when the Chag began, when he acquired a resting place during Ben Hashmashos, it was already his. He had already borrowed it. The fact that he planned on borrowing, he was Shoel and Erev Yom Tov, even though it only came to his hands on Yom Tov, nonetheless, it follows his, the Shoel's, Tchum. Be Yom Tov, but if he borrows the Kli from his friend on Yom Tov, then it's Kiragle HaMashil. Then it follows the Raglayim as far as the lender is able to go, because the Kli was Koneshvi, so acquired its resting place by the owner at that point. Now the Gemara says that even if this Shoel, this borrower, would typically borrow a Kli, or this particular Kli, every Yontif he'd borrow this Kli, every Yontif he needed this particular candle, every Yontif he needed, he borrowed from this person this particular bowl. Nonetheless, if it didn't come before Yom Tov, if you only came on Yom Tov to borrow it, it still follows the Raglei HaBalim. Since he didn't come Erev Yom Tov to borrow it, the owner thought, okay, maybe he borrowed someone else's, or he doesn't need it this year, and therefore it's Koneh Shvisa by the Mashil, by the lender. Ha'isha Shalom Echaverta Tavlin. A woman who borrowed from her friend on Yom Tov, typical, can borrow on Yom Tov, cooking on Yom Tov, so you need Tavlin, you need spices to put into the soup that you're making. Or she borrows water and salt for her isa, for her dough. Hareilu, the pot, the soup, the isa, the dough, kiragle shtein, can only go as far as both of these women can go. It's limited. If one may have made an eruv in a certain direction, so that limits at how far this particular dough, this bread, this tavshil, the cooked item, can go. Because in this item are you have ingredients that belong to one woman and ingredients belong to another woman, and they have and their tchum Shabbos is different. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim mipnei she'ein b'hen mamish. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, water is different. Water has really not tangible. Water is something, if you borrow the water, we're not going to have to, you don't have to take water into account. If someone borrows the water, so we follow whoever has the dough, that's enough. You don't have to worry about who lent you the water. It's not nicker. In the Isa, when you have a dough, you don't notice that there's water in there. And if you have a cooked food, let's say not a soup, you have a cooked food which is thick, let's say you don't notice that there's water there. So the mime is not ma'akev, how far you're able to take the dough or take the cooked food. But when it comes to salt, since salt is very recognizable in the tafshul, we're speaking about very thick salt, yesh bo mamish, Rabbi Yehuda did not disagree, and that would have to follow both women.